Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Roger, does this mean we're going to have American songs throughout the week?
You darn right, boy.
You know, we were there. Chris Gaines joined us now. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Birdie by Trader Bills. You know, Roger and I were around at the last centennial. It was the bicentennial.
Yes.
And I heard Bill Vickery yesterday. He's going to stay from the, is it Sister? Sester, S-E-S-T-E-R, Sester Centennial, the 250.
Sesquin.
I think it's a Sester. Oh, would you look that up, Chris? Yeah, would you please look it up? I think it's a
Sesquinsen. I think it's
no.
Sesquinsen.
No,
I don't think it is. No, I think, and that's also a new recruit.
Sester Centennial is the 250th anniversary. Okay.
Thank you.
Of a
Sester, Sester Centennial?
S-E-S-T-E-R.
We were there, Chris, 1976.
Unreal, when you think about it.
We'd reached 200, which was a big deal, and I remember there were emblems everywhere.
Oh.
So we were in the ninth grade. Were you in the ninth grade in 76?
What would we have been?
Maybe eighth.
It was junior high anyway.
Junior high, but yeah. How about that?
I've got a $2 bill. What is it?
Really?
150th or what was it? 200th?
200.
200th anniversary $2 bill my mom saved. She kept it in an envelope.
Was that a thing?
And it said for my first child on it, and she gave it to me when it's a $2 bill for that anniversary.
It may have been. I think the back of it depicted the, was that of the sign-in or what they said was the sign-in, which it obviously was not, but that famous photo,
is that what that was
with Jefferson on it?
I just remembered, listen, we talked this a few weeks ago. I know we did a time capsule. Did a time capsule, and I wonder where nobody knows where they're buried now.
Where are they?
Well, no iPhones.
Everything's got it. So yesterday or Saturday, or Saturday, we all went up. Me, Sam, Meredith, and the two Hill boys, James and Oliver. We went and spent time up in P. Ridge, Bella Vista. We played golf up there. So we went up there because Zach's youngest daughter, Mavery, at her first birthday party. So we were up there hanging out and played golf at Bella Vista, Scottsdale course, with Andrew Drake, a real estate extraordinaire, and Zachary. We had a great time doing that. But I say that to say about the Quester Centennial, Uncle Fester Centennial. He had a 1776 golf ball. Got it. He gave it to me. Then they were also selling 250 anniversary golf ball, so we bought a couple of those as well. I mean, it's everywhere, and I will be. Samantha has purchased. I mean, she has gone out more for this
one.
Yeah, this celebration.
What's the big deal? 250 years.
A long
time. You know.
I mean, with stuff that she's purchased.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if it was Willow and Grace or Pretties and Grace. It was one of the Grace stores in downtown Benton. That she picked up some American stuff, and I love it.
I will tell you this, you know, we're still having, if you've had the chance to go to Europe, you go over to Europe and you quickly are reminded, wow, the America
we're
is
babies.
A baby. Old. They got bars that are three times older than us, you know, it's almost.
And they don't celebrate the 4th like we do.
Yeah, remember what happened? I got over there Memorial Day, and I said, Jessica, it's going to be just covered up out here today with the Memorial Day. And she goes, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think they'll be celebrating that.
Not quite.
Absolutely.
I said, oh, yes, good point.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Chris, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah. Speaking of birthdays, took a trip over to see our little goddaughter, had her third birthday. Drove to Auburn this past weekend. So that was a quick turnaround. That was 8 hours there, 7 hours.
Oh, I know. Everything else is done.
Oh, buddy.
Why for Baz saying that he had nothing to do this weekend and all that, which was great for us not to have anything to do because that's what we were doing. And shout out to Samantha, who did all of the driving. That's right.
Wow.
What did I do?
Yeah.
I did nothing.
Passenger princess.
I ate snacks. I was on my phone.
What happened?
If a man
is not going to drive, Tommy, Tommy.
No, Tommy
did the same thing.
Guess what?
Like you're on your phone doing work next time. You act like you're busy.
Get on a laptop and just like Basil does.
You're drinking your chew-to-chew-to-whatever water.
You know what? No, didn't do any of that. I thought after my encounter with some of Arkansas's finest, I thought I would back off.
Let me ask you this.
She doesn't drive very often. You know, listen, and you've got to, you know, you need some muscle memory. She needs to remember how to drive.
Was it better for the rest of us that you weren't driving? Let me ask
you
that.
It was better for...
Do you think that's... Is that what you were doing, a service?
I was doing it for Samantha as well. Yeah. Absolutely. Because that way... Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Because she is on a Roger Drive medication, and so she doesn't need to be on any of that stuff. So she was... no, listen, I thought about Baz going, because he would never let anybody drive. He would only let a guy drive him.
Unless he's working.
If he's working, then.
But even then. Well, now
then he starts beating on the glass with his karate chops and everything to stay awake. But no, I didn't mind that at all. I encourage it. I embrace. You know what? With 250-year anniversary, I think more women should be driving.
There you go.
Well, did your wife drive at all?
She did not.
Okay.
No, she's a.
Well, she had to take care of the
children. She refers to herself as a passenger princess.
Oh, very nice.
That's the terminology.
Well done. Yeah. Well, you know
she
what? Whatever
die.
Works for you and yours.
That's it.
That's the way
that's
it is. Absolutely.
Yeah, 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of our show today. Yeah, Mosquito Hunters is the name, Bobby. I'll give you some information about them. They're really good people. And, there's nothing worse. Talk about going to Mariana, and they were just saying, get ready, you need like a 357 to kill the mosquitoes over there. Growing up for me, you know, we've talked about this before, it wasn't mosquitoes, it was the gnats. And the gnats were, you know, your own hell in itself, you know. Those big mosquitoes, you know, they'll drain a pint of blood out of you. Those little gnats will just swarm you, and I remember as a kid, we start playing basketball, and all of a sudden, okay, we're done. They would run us off. It was so bad, they would run us off the court.
Yeah, you almost need a net around your face.
You're growing up as a kid. That's another thing, that the wussification of America. We used to run behind the mosquito truck.
Thanks, Trey, we did.
We used to run and get all that. And you know what? Did it hurt us? I don't know. I think COVID shot probably hurt me worse than that did. Matter of fact, I know it did. We used to run behind that thing and just think we were, you know.
And I think we turned out okay.
Well, we did. You know what? We're drinking
yet to be
out
seen.
Of copper. Well, I'm still here.
Some of our messages from our Middleton Eaton Air text line. My wife hates being my passenger, so I am in fact a passenger prince.
Well done, sir. Well done.
See, you're not alone.
Roger, your logic is supremely outstanding this morning, or outstandingly something.
Okay.
Someone says Baz uses the laptop to hide the glass of well tequila.
It's only in the studio, not in the car. We are safe about the car. Yes.
Someone says that sounds about as dumb as a new Razorback Stadium name. I'm thinking of Sester's Cinquennial, maybe that.
Sester?
Yeah, Sester.
I think I saw the video or not video. Didn't I see a post where they the first official photo of that with the new name?
Yes, with the. Hey, let me tell you, I just want to commend you guys.
Bad. It looked bad too. It's too small.
So.
If I'm the,
it was very small.
Yeah, I mean the letters are teeny. I'd be like, wait a minute now. Go back and look. I mean they are
gotta
teeny.
Get your readers on.
All scrunched together, and the Razorback is three times the size. Anyway, you're.
I just want to tell you guys, for being the fun, the morning show,
show,
newsmakers, news.
Oh yes,
breakers.
Yes, Marsha.
I mean, getting Marsha just. Out of the sleight of hand, by the way, I got to come back tomorrow for the naming ceremony. And what?
I said, tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
It's so funny. You know, the guy that hates that the most is the 100-year check.
Absolutely.
Those banks down in Little Rock are screwing me again.
Yes.
I can't get
away. It made news. You guys make more news headlines than any other radio program in
the
state. And there is a radio program in Northwest Arkansas that is basically state radio for the university.
Right.
And they don't make any news headlines like you guys
do.
We love
doing it.
It's incredible.
Someone says, Baz, just pull up the old Batman TV shows that would always have the boom, pow sounds when knockout round. You know, it just almost sounds like a 12-year-old design game to where, all right, kids, you're in the knockout. Or Roger, a game show. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you've reached the knockout round.
Oh, they used to do that.
I don't know. It just sort of sounds like that. You're a big soccer guy.
No, I'm not a big soccer guy.
Okay, never mind.
I mean,
tennis.
I watch casually like you guys do. World
Cup. Like soccer on ice.
I love.
Oh, you love the hockey. You love the hockey.
I love ice.
Love it. Well, but don't you also love the tennis?
I like tennis. Absolutely.
Because you're a tennis player.
Yeah. No. Well, my dad was more of a tennis player.
Okay. Will you be? Well, he was a great
player.
Yeah. Will you pay attention to the?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love the Grand Slams are fantastic.
Yes.
That's those. And the best part is they're on in the summer. Most of them are on in the summertime, so you can watch and not have any other competing sports.
Except for the Open.
Yeah.
Australian Open.
Yeah, exactly. That's early.
And where is it? What's the name of the place where it's held? The court, the courts where it's played?
Which one?
The tennis. The
Which one?
The one we're doing now. The one we're just talking
Wimbledon?
About. Wimbledon, yeah. It's what's the name of the court? It's Greg Hatcher said, hey, because we're going over to London. It's somewhere in London.
And yeah, it's Bluebird.
It's not Bluebird. I can't believe neither you two, you smart guys, can't think of the – look, you're looking it up.
Wimbledon – Old England Club, sorry. Okay. England Club.
Yeah,
all
and then there's
club.
Another – there's yes. another – I think there's another phrase for it, too, as opposed – in addition to the All England Club, maybe the center court has a name. There's another name
the
that
All
they,
England Racket Club and Tennis Club?
Yeah, All England Tennis Club, but I think there's another one that they say for that, too. Maybe I'm just making it up, but I know it's the All England. I know that for sure. Someone says women driving coincides with bras burning. Okay, that all works. But it's funny, that thing goes from now until July 12th. I mean, that is 2 weeks.
It's like the College World Series.
It is. That's exactly what it is.
It's a long
time. We also have another, we got something coming up with basketball. We got NBA free agency, right?
Yeah, Christian? That starts here today, didn't it?
No. That's where all the trades are happening, right? Right before.
No, I think that may start 7-1. Okay. I think that may start.
Yeah. Do you want to give a round of applause to Dickie Pride, who is now in Arkansas? He's
absolutely.
From,
yeah, yes.
And ended a 5-year wait. He had gone 1,869 day between victories. He beat Padraig Harrington, who had won the Simmons Bank Classic a couple years ago in the Champions Tour. But how about that? You go 1,800 days without winning.
Did you hear what he said afterwards?
What?
You know, he said, he goes, at the Simmons Bank Championship last year, he said, I got with whatever his caddy's name is. He said, we got afterwards, and I said, we're never doing this again. Because apparently, however he played here in Little Rock, he was so unhappy with. Huh. He said, and he referenced that moment last year being the moment of, I'm turning this around and we're changing the way we do things. And that's what helped propel him moving forward to win this championship.
Well, I knew Stevens Inc. is one of their
sponsors. Yeah, you know, big logo too, right there.
Yeah, Simmons
what a big weekend for them.
Simmons does a lot of sponsorship of golfers, but Stevens has been with and he's a Bama guy, but he loves Arkansas too. So that's what's really cool. And our buddy John Daly, maybe we come back, Christian, if you've got that clip. If you don't, it's on my feed. Yeah,
what a day!
What a day
for John.
63, and just the way he says. I think he ended up 28th overall.
Nice,
and shot even par yesterday. All right, Roger's playing little Billy Joel. Only the good die young. Roger. You never know when he's playing a song. He could be just jamming a jam.
No, it's always
jamming
always
to jam.
Hidden meanings.
Or is there a meaning? What could he be meaning by saying?
He's what's our Taylor Swift.
Only the good die young. By the way, she got booed a little bit. And Alan Jackson showed a video of her.
Oh, no.
Showed a video of her and everything. Boo! Maybe because she wasn't there. I think Carrie Underwood was there.
It's a rare deal for her. She wasn't there. Okay.
She wasn't there. Yeah.
Was there already Joe Nichols there?
I don't think so. They had about 25 or 30 people on stage.
Well, they had legends that were there.
George Strait.
I saw friends from Florida that we know were there, and because it was. I mean, it's it.
Well, you could tell. Jessica made the point. You sure this is the last concert? No, this is.
Yeah.
You can tell whatever disease he's got. It's a weird name. It's a struggle bus for balancing. And then just like Frank Fletcher was talking about the other day, Roger, from like the Commodores, Lionel Richie, he got dizzy and had to sit down, couldn't finish his concert, so. And everybody's getting old, man. Hey, listen, you can retire. You got enough money in the bank.
Yeah, Mel Brooks says, shut up.
I'll let me and Roger. Yes, right.
Do you want the name of the disease before
we
go?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. It's the Charcot-Marie-Tooth disease, otherwise known as CMT disease, which is...
Say it one more time. Sure. What is it?
Charcot, C-H-A-R-C-O-T, Marie-Tooth
disease. Listen,
disease.
I saw it last night. I read it last night. I was like, I can't pronounce whatever it is. CMT. That's a network.
Which is, I know. That may be one of the craziest coincidences.
You can see it was affecting him. All right, if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Great to have Chris Gaines sitting in with us. Glad you're going to be with us. Hey, listen, this is we're headed to the July 4th weekend. Hope some of you guys get off and ladies get off Friday, too. All right, don't go away. A few minutes before 7.